do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
A stoop, Barry.
That's fine. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
The one up the road here.
Oh, really?
I call it the around up the road about 12 miles up there. I call it a rock fence.
Okay.
So that's what it's made out of, big rocks.
Does it have mortar in it to hold the rocks together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, out in Oklahoma, they take those rocks, the prettiest thing you most ever saw. They got schools built out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been out there.
Well, you should go out there. You know, just for to look and see.
Uh-huh.
It's not so much different from the way it is here. From the loops of everything, you know, it's beautiful to me.
Mm-hmm.
And well, they got it just like blocks, you know, just like a street. All in the country, I guess. I think what the Indians had settled, you know.
Uh-huh.
And just like this street here, and it turn and go this way. Well, that's, I call it a block. And it's a big place, you know. There's a schoolhouse on that corner of that block. Children in this area, I reckon it's 40 acres, that's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
And on the next 40 acres, there's another schoolhouse.
Oh, I see. So it's sort of almost like it's a little community.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have your sister that's out there?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she has several boys out there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating to visit different parts of the country because you don't realize how different things are.
That's right. I couldn't do anything but look.
What do you call something that's made out of wood that has a handle over the top? It's about this big around, it's got a little handle. It's the kind of thing you let down in a well?
Bucket.
Okay. And how about the same kind of thing if it's made out of metal?
Well, it's the same thing. It's a bucket. We had both. It had a wooden bucket and a metal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you call it a bucket, right?
Bucket,
on?
Yeah. Well bucket, that's what they call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
And what do you call the kind of thing that you make bread on?
Tray.
Okay.
I got one.
Well, now, now, I'm not sure. Well, what about, I'm talking about cornbread now.
Cornbread, you make it up in tray. Cornbread, that's a griddle.
Uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what about something that's just got little sides on it about like that? Is that the griddle, or is that... It's an iron thing.
What? You cook bad, yeah? Waffle iron.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what is a spider? Do you use spiders in this community?
Well, spiders is the same thing as the frying pan.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what did you call those great big old pots like I saw Mr. Long fixing the lard in?
Wash pot.
So that's a wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
And how about the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Well, that's the same thing out there. They call them spigots.
Okay. And how about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel?
Faucet.
Okay.